Our Pure Michigan Moment on the Lucy Ann Land Show with our friends from Travel Michigan, the folks behind the Pure Michigan campaign. Nick Nurbin back. He is Media and Digital Director at Travel Michigan through the MEDC, the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Happy November, Nick.
Yes, I can't. It's hard to believe the calendar has flipped to November, but that means the holiday season is upon us, so it's time to celebrate here in Pure Michigan.
Ooh, it sounds like you're going to regale us with a lot of events going on this month.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. It's when you want to narrow it down to a few fun events, like a dozen or so, it's hard to do so because there are so many wonderful events around the state. I did see that Frankenmuth is having a holiday open house this weekend on Friday the 7th, so a great time to get out there and get up down to beautiful downtown Frankenmuth, where they always have it so festively decorated. And of course, Bronner's Christmas Wonderland, if you want to get there and get some of those decorations and other Christmas goodies.
I know someone who already put her tree up, so it's not too early, I guess. And you certainly can get ready by going to Frankenmuth, just north of Ann Arbor. What's next on your list?
Well, November 10th, next Tuesday, or excuse me, Monday, is the 50th anniversary of the sinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald. This is a major Great Lakes event that is internationally known amongst the sailing and maritime community. And so this will be a big deal. And the Dawson Great Lakes Museum on Belle Isle is doing a commemoration throughout the weekend. And so it's basically coming up Friday through Sunday, through Monday. They have all kinds of different programming happening to commemorate that event and recognize its importance in maritime history.
They've got films, they have a pop-up exhibition, and also crafts and activities throughout the museum for the whole family. Sounds like a great way for people to be educated on this important topic and what happened 50 years ago. It was just an amazing event. And to imagine how big the Great Lakes are, you really start to realize it when you see something like this go down.
Well, and one other interesting thing to note, Lucy Ann, is that When the Edmund Fitzgerald was launched in 1958, it was the largest freighter on the Great Lakes. This was the state-of-the-art maritime vessel for carrying cargo, and also was really just one of the more preeminent vessels on the Great Lakes. So it must have been a pretty fierce storm, and yes, a very significant event in maritime history on the Great Lakes. So Very interesting to see the programming there at Dawson Great Lakes Museum, which is a beautiful place to visit any time of the year, by the way.
Our friend John U. Bacon, the author, has put together a beautiful book on this that goes behind the scene and gives you an idea of the people that were on that freighter and their families. And it has gotten some great reviews. We had him on the show talking about it. But it's been on the New York Times bestsellers list for a while now, so I highly recommend that. It's a great read.
Absolutely, for sure. Well, also I wanted to note that coming up into the Leelanau Peninsula Wine Trail, which is up near Traverse City, they're hosting their annual Toast of the Season event. This is a really unique and fun event where you can go to each of the different wineries, and they've each got a special pairing, and it's the first two weekends. Mm. So it really is the 7th through the 9th, and then the following weekend as well. And you get a passport that takes you to each winery to check out the pairings, and you check those off as you go along. Really a lot of fun.
All right. Next is the Ann Arbor Turkey Trot. That's coming up on Sunday, November 9th, and that's at Hudson Mills Metro Park.
Yeah, the Ann Arbor Turkey Trot, there'll be a lot of turkey trots. Every community seems to have one these days. And so it's a lot of fun to basically say, let's get the family together. These are not, most of the time, these are not serious competitive races. It's mainly meant to get out and exercise, get some fresh air outside.
And Hudson Mills Metro Park, just off of North Territorial Road in Dexter, which is a beautiful venue, perfect for that turkey trot. Next, we have the Air Zoo in Kalamazoo. This is one place I have not been before.
I know we've talked about the Air Zoo. It's one of my favorite attractions in the state, including in West Michigan, because it's so unique. It's got everything from spacecraft to a full SR-71 Blackbird. These are incredible aerospace vehicles and aircraft and spacecraft, but they also have rides. They also have all kinds of exhibits about the history and engineering behind the miracle of flight. And on November 11th, on Veterans Day, they're offering free admission to veterans, active duty service members, and their families. So a wonderful opportunity to go check out the Air Zoo.
Oh, I love that. Hey, Traverse City has its Beer Week coming up. When is that?
So November 11th through 17th, Traverse City Beer Week, they've been doing this for quite a while now. And it's a great opportunity because the breweries of Northern Michigan, but also a lot of the restaurants get involved. And there's great beer pairings, there's special beer dinners. There's breweries that come to Traverse City from around the state to do tap takeovers. If you're a craft beer enthusiast, Traverse City Beer Week's a great time, November 11th through 17th.
All right, November 19th through the 21st. Tell everyone what's happening in Grand Rapids.
The Chris Kindle Market is returning to Grand Rapids. Emma and I went down with Bubby. We brought Bubby with us. He has a little backpack that he can ride in and be part of events like this because it's a popular event. So a lot of folks around, and you will see other dogs and stuff there. But they have everything from handcrafted things to delicious drinks like hot toddies and foods. And my favorite was the warm raclette that they scrape onto the fresh sourdough bread. Fantastic treat for the holidays.
Oh, that sounds delicious and not too fattening.
The holidays are a time to indulge in those treats. Right?
I know, that's true. That Chris Kindle Market event in Grand Rapids, that's very similar to those events that are so popular in Germany that a lot of people like to go to. We've got it right here in Michigan. Why not, right?
Yeah, absolutely. An open-air market. It's at the downtown market in Grand Rapids. So a great opportunity to check out downtown GR while you're here.
All right, Lansing is our next destination. What are they doing to celebrate the holidays?
The annual Silver Bells in the City celebration. It's really a big deal because they close off the streets there in Washington Square right near the state capitol. And so at dusk on Friday night, the 21st, for Silver Bells in the City, they will light the state Christmas tree. And I think this is an opportunity. Every family should do this at least one time to go see the state Christmas tree lit with the state capitol in the background. And it's a very festive atmosphere with all the businesses, you know, opening up for your evening hours or special drinks and everything, and warm cocktails and non-alcoholic beverages as well for the family. So a really fun and unique opportunity.
Speaking of Christmas trees, when is Detroit doing its tree lighting?
Also on the 21st, because they do that the Friday before Thanksgiving as well. And this is a sight to see. If you have not seen, you know, the Campus Martius ice skating rink and everything that goes along with the Cadillac Market Square downtown. It is a wonderful holiday tradition in Detroit.
Talking with Nick Nurbin from Travel Michigan, the folks behind the Pure Michigan campaign. What's next on your holiday list of sites and events to enjoy?
Well, back in Grand Rapids, the Grand Rapids International Wine, Beer, and Food Festival. I've been to this a number of times. It's at the DeVos Place, the big convention and exhibit space in downtown Grand Rapids, right along near all the hotels. And so it's a great way to spend a weekend in town. Check out everything that's happening in downtown Grand Rapids. But this Wine, Beer, and Food Festival, it really is a culinary treat. They have a special pairings dinner going on. There are restaurants and chefs from around Grand Rapids coming in to do special pairings with wine and beer. It's a beautiful event and wonderful and delicious event, too.
It sounds like it. What else do you have on your list there, Nick?
Well, at MIS over there along I-94 from Ann Arbor, the annual drive-through Christmas light show. They had a lot of fun this year. They did a Halloween version. But this holiday version has been very popular. It draws people from around the Midwest, not just in Detroit. And that's a ton of fun as well. Also, up in Detroit, speaking of light shows, the Wild Lights at Detroit Zoo is back again for another season, beginning on the 22nd of November through the holidays through January 4th.
Okay, so again, the Michigan International Speedway drive-through Christmas light show, that starts November 21st, runs through January 4th, and then Wild Lights at the Detroit Zoo, November 22nd through January the 4th. Let's head down to the Monroe area. What are they doing?
The Holiday Tree Walk in Monroe, they really want to celebrate throughout the entire holiday season. This is not just something that happens over a weekend. They welcome people to downtown Monroe. And it's the River Raisin Veterans Park, in customer. They've got Illuminated Wonderland, expanding and complementing the holiday lights activities in the community. So it's a wonderful way to get out, check out River Raisin Veterans Park, but also enjoy some holiday festivities as well.
My goodness, I love that all these communities put these events on for us. It really makes it special here in Michigan, and it gives people joy in their heart. And I hope people do take the opportunity to get out and see these sites. Another one up in Grand Rapids called Enlighten at the Frederick Meyer Gardens. When does that kick off?
When it comes to holiday light shows, this is one of the more unique. It was the first year last year, and on November 24th, Enlighten at Frederick Meyer Gardens and Sculpture Park will kick off again. And that also goes through January 3rd, so through the holiday season. And it's a mile-long strolling light parade. So you walk through Meyer Gardens and all the beautiful outdoor sculptures, and the gardens are all lit up, and they have spotlights. They have all kinds of different things. They even had last year, they had like a laser light show in the middle of it. So it is quite an extravaganza and a sight to see. Families will love it.
Wow. Well, there's plenty more. And of course, December will be right around the corner, and we'll have more to tell people about later. Before we let you go, though, America's Thanksgiving Day Parade in Detroit is always a wonderful opportunity for families to enjoy some time together.
It is. And also the Lions, of course, will always be playing at Ford Field right along Woodward Avenue as well. So Thanksgiving Day is a great time in downtown Detroit. America's Thanksgiving Day Parade, a tradition and that brings all kinds of families downtown. So look forward to a great Thanksgiving weekend in Detroit.
Yeah, November 27th. Thank you so much to Nick Nurbin, Media and Digital Director at Travel Michigan through the MEDC, and on the air each week right here. And your trip begins where, Nick?
At Michigan.org.
You get more information on all these events. Go to Michigan.org. I'm Lucy Ann Lance, and this is 1290 WLBY.